And would you tell me how she kept the clothes clean? What would, yes, how would she do that?
I think it was all right. If it didn't, it wouldn't have suited me, because I was, sure, one of these a little odd from some other folks at home. I didn't eat and do like this. Some things they ate, I didn't eat. And I was sort of, if it had to be, I don't think we'd have went this far together.
would you explain how she used to wash the clothes?
Yes, sir. Get her old, because we've had two. But I buy the number 310 tubs. And we get big deal soap added to that wood ash soap.
I see.
And my mama was, of course she used both kind. But this old soap, you just can't beat it. I was talking about it the other day with somebody. If I get me a fireplace and just for fun, I'm going to have it made. You get you some hickory wood and don't take your ashes up when you ought to. Just throw them back and pile up there and just burn it 3 or 4 days longer than you ought to burn it. And take them up and carry them out and put them in a barrel. Get you some water and sprinkle on it and cool that fire out and everything. And you let them sit around there, it'll be bonded. You take the ashes and put your hopper, put you some stub and cross pieces and some plank, set that barrel up on top of that and fill those ashes up on it, put you some straw at the bottom of it, pour you some water up there this morning, this evening it'll start to leaking through there, that lye come out of there, put on a pot, out there and make your fire around it, put you some meat in it, some kind of grease oil, and cook it down till it get right, and you got something to clean anything but sin. It'll don't do the work.
That's really good soap.
Now you take that, they'd have this bar soap for style, that's dude stuff, but you had something. While you'd been working, greasy and sweaty, and good and nasty, you take it, put it in another pot, and boil those clothes, pour some of that stuff in on, and take it, get one of these old rub bowls, and get in the tub and do that cat, you never would know the spots was in there.
Take it out.
It wouldn't take nothing but the spot out. It wouldn't do like this Clorox do now. It'll take the dye, the culling out of your clothes. You put too much to it.
I see.
Lye soap. Out of wood, hickory wood ashes is better.
You mentioned different buildings that you had away from the house there. What'd you call the toilet or the bathroom? What was that called when you went outside?
The back room.
The bathroom or the toilet. What was
we didn't know
called?
What that was. They was outside the house. They didn't know nothing about none.
What did you call them?
Toilet.
Just toilets. Would you say that's an outhouse too? Is that?
No, call that a toilet.
Uh-huh.
Of course it was.
And did you have some place where you could sit out in the summer with the roof over it? Would you describe that around the house?
No more than we always have had porches.
Uh-huh. How big were they?
It'd be the same size of the house mostly, but about 1/3 or 1/2 as wide. It'd be as long as the house,